Thank you and good afternoon. State lawmakers are back in session and have sent legislation to Governor Brown's desk. One bill, Senate Bill 962, will require cell phone manufacturers to equip their phones with shutoff switches that can be activated in the event the phone is stolen. The kill switch is considered an answer to the serious problem of newer phones being stolen and resold. The kill switch would render the phones inoperable, removing any resale value. A second bill, Senate Bill 270, would phase out single-use plastic bags in California grocery stores statewide. The bill must still pass through an assembly committee before being sent to the governor, but the bill mirrors local ordinances that are already phasing out the use of plastic bags. The family of a 13-year-old McKinleyville boy got some good news on Tuesday afternoon after the young man returned home and was found to be in good health after going missing overnight. John Frederick Brown was considered a high-risk missing person after he ran into a wooded area behind Les Schwab Tire on Central Avenue in McKinleyville on Monday. Brown is mentally disabled and has medical issues. A team was put together to search for Brown, who showed up back at home safe and sound around 4:30 on Tuesday afternoon. The battle to contain the Lodge Fire burning near Laytonville in Mendocino County continues. The fire has grown to more than 11,000 acres, and more than 2,300 personnel have been assigned to the fire. Rugged terrain continues to make life difficult for fire crews, and officials continue to focus on keeping the fire away from populated areas as it moves to the south and east. Smoke is affecting air quality in the fire area, and drivers on Highway 101 can see the fire from the roadway in some spots. The Red Cross has set up an emergency shelter in Leggett to house those forced to evacuate. Evacuation orders remain in effect for areas south of Highway 101 and west of Cummings Road. Arcata police arrested a man wanted on a parole violation and who was found riding a stolen motorcycle in the early morning hours on Tuesday. Arcata officers attempted a traffic stop on the bike, driven by 39-year-old Daniel Eugene Christie. Christie failed to yield to officers and sped away, only to crash the bike about three-quarters of a mile away. Christie then fled the scene on foot and was caught in a nearby yard and arrested after a brief struggle with officers. The motorcycle had been reported stolen out of McKinleyville in July. Christie was booked into county jail. And sheriff's detectives are investigating a home invasion robbery on Evans Road in Fieldbrook last Friday, in which three suspects broke into the house, brandished handguns, and assaulted and then robbed two male victims. They didn't report the crime until Monday. The incident happened early Friday morning, and the suspects initially demanded processed marijuana from the victims before stealing cash, a coin collection, and other items. The task of identifying human remains found near the Cuneo Creek campground on Sunday morning is underway. A camper found the remains near a trail. The coroner's office responded to take possession, and an analysis of the remains to determine age, sex, and a possible cause of death are scheduled. Those results will be compared to missing persons reports. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Public safety is a key issue as we head into the November election. County residents will vote on whether or not to approve Measure Z, a sales tax increase to help fund the sheriff, fire, the DA, and probation departments. In Eureka, there are two contested council races, and public safety and policing will be an issue there as well. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills has been working with advocates for the homeless and has promised things are going to change. Supervisor Virginia Bass has been a part of those talks as well.
There's just so many different segments of homeless. That's the other part that surprises me the most. You know, last week we were talking, and one of the advocates who works with the community said to him he was amazed at how many different subsections of homeless there really are and how important it is to actually start, you know, help identifying what groups these people are in.
Bass pointed out the ongoing problems in the Greenbelt area behind the Bayshore Mall as an example after having met with General Manager Kirk White along with city officials.
We've all known it's a problem back behind there. Had no idea exactly how bad it was. Having him there along with the fire department really highlighted the growing issue. It's hard to get your arms around, but to many of us, you don't see it. And being in that room, hearing the frustrations and the number of fires, you know, it starts bringing it home.
Bass also said that the people causing the most serious trouble are the target of the new efforts to address the overall problems associated with homelessness. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.